get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America, around the world, on the American Forces Network, it is Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, talking golf here on Thanksgiving weekend, the last weekend in November. The holiday season is upon us. Hope you survived Black Friday. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It's 25 more shopping days until Christmas. On today's show, a look ahead. We'll preview some of the 2016 USGA championships, such as the Senior Open, the Women's Open, the U.S. Open. We'll chat with Mike Davis, the executive director of the USGA. He was in Colorado Springs a few weeks back during the big gala of golf celebration, and we talked to Mike Davis from the USGA. We'll hear what he has to say today on Tee to Green. Also, we have for you today an encore performance. You know, the biggest threat to the future of golf, maybe some 15 or 20 years down the road, won't be the pace of play and how long it takes to play around, or the rising and exorbitant, in some cases, costs of playing the game of golf, or the aging population of golfers. It might be the fact that there won't be any water to water golf courses in 15 or 20 years, especially in drought-stricken areas of the world and in drought-stricken areas of the United States. There is one golf course out in California that is doing what it can to mitigate the effects of no water. And back in May, we had Steve Friedlander on the show from Pelican Hill Golf Course in Newport Beach. Encore performance with Steve Friedlander today, coming up on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Miss something from today's show? Find it on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. Jay and Jerry teeing it up from the Broadmoor. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Hey, Kenneth. Says it all right there, doesn't it?
I only wish that were true in my case. You know, Gary Robinson Golf Squid was singing right along with
he
that.
He was.
He knew all the words to that. We're sitting here snapping our fingers a couple weeks ago when he was in studio with me here.
Yeah.
Nice of you to join us, by the way.
Well, nice to be here, too. I've been gone a lot the last 6 weeks or so.
You're like the Johnny Carson of radio talk show hosts.
Who was Johnny's biggest sub when Johnny couldn't make it?
Oh, man, there have been a number of them. I mean, it was Jay Leno for a little while.
That's kind of how he got the gig
eventually. Yeah, there were a number of people. And then they got to the point where they just, you know, would run repeats and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember there was, and I read this book. Ed McMahon wrote a book about Johnny Carson that's fabulous for anybody out there listening to pick that up. It's called Here's Johnny. And
wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? I mean, I thought long and hard on that title. But there's a segment in there where, and I remember seeing this show, where Ed was going to take a few days off.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny starts ridiculing him for that. And Ed says, I can certainly take a couple days off when I want to. You invented it.
Yeah.
And, of course, Johnny, with the great attitude he had, just about, you know, fell off the chair laughing and everything.
I love some of those, the late night infomercials where they have the Tonight Show and you can buy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch that and you go, wow, there's nothing close to that anymore.
No, there isn't. And somehow the staff that he had, they would dig up these people from, I remember one time there was this, you know, elderly lady. She had to be 70-something. And I can't remember. She was like a collector of some sort. And this whole discussion about how she started collecting this stuff. And she was just the cutest old gal and just hilarious. I mean, that whole segment was just, you know.
Was that the potato chip lady?
No.
Okay.
No, I know who you're talking about there, too. But for anyone that wants a great history on Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, and the book goes all the way back to where they started out together in the East Coast and Philadelphia
cool.
and everything,
Very
too.
Cool.
Awesome read.
Yeah.
Yes.
These days, the Jimmys are okay and Colbert's all right, but there's nobody that comes close to Johnny Carson. David Letterman wasn't bad, but he still was no Johnny Carson, and he'd be the first person to tell
you.
Well,
yeah, and you know, Johnny was so much of a better interviewer than any of these guys today,
sure.
by far.
Yeah, well, anyway,
and funnier.
Now that we've done that, let's tell folks this is America's longest running network radio golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, Scott Cuddy in San Francisco, probably getting a kick out of this, our producer, and we're live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, and we here in Colorado Springs, of course, recovering from the day after Thanksgiving when we made the headlines again for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We haven't been in the news for anything good lately. But on a lighter note, did you eat till it hurt the other day?
I did. I definitely
awesome.
Did.
Yeah, I hadn't done that for a couple of years. which is kind of disappointing, but I made a better effort at it this time around.
Yeah.
Plus, I took something home with me from my friend's place, too. So
oh, there you go.
I'm going to have round two later today.
Yeah, we've been hitting our leftovers pretty good. I see the Christmas tree is up here in the lobby of the Broadmoor Clubhouse.
Last week it was up already.
They
were at it early this year.
Getting right smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. And coming up on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the USGA Championships in 2016 and what we can look forward to. And then in our next segment, Mike Davis was in town a couple of weeks ago when Jack Nicklaus was here for the big Century of Golf Gala that was held here at the Broadmoor. And we were fortunate enough to have Mike come by, grabbed a microphone and chatted with the executive director of the United States Golf Association, maybe one of the most, what'd you say, three or four most powerful guys in the world as far as golf is concerned?
Right now, probably, yeah. But having said that, a down-to-earth, neighborly kind of guy.
Good guy, yeah. Jeff, and he remembered Jay and Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For good or bad reasons, yes, he did.
So anyway, we did about 5 minutes with Mike. We'll hear that. They'll hear that in the next segment. And then in our third segment today, back in May, we had Steve Friedlander on the show from Pelican Hill Golf Course in Newport Beach, California, talking about sustainability. And if you're in the golf industry, that means how do we keep our golf courses sound and environmentally safe and watered, given the drought conditions that a lot of parts of the U.S. and parts around the world are experiencing. How do we keep them looking good and playable over the next quarter of a century or so? And they're doing some great things at Pelican Hill. They're really pioneering the way, and we're going to play that back for you. Encore presentation with Steve Friedlander, Pelican Hill, later in the hour on Tee to Green.
Yeah, there's we've been talking about that for a few years, and using Pinehurst as an example, how when they redid the number two course there and they redid the entire irrigation system,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it looks like it does now. All the irrigation runs down the center of the fairways. It gets to where it gets to, and a lot of courses, I think, in various parts of the country and world are going to probably stop watering their rough and just let whatever nature wants to do in those areas have at it.
The fact is, a lot of golfers are just going to have to get used to playing browner courses
in
the future. 2016, let's look at some of the major USGA championships. The Senior Open, which in less than 3 years will be here at the Broadmoor. The U.S. Senior Open is going to be played in Columbus, Ohio, Jack Nicklaus territory, at the Scioto Country Club, where Jack kind of learned the game.
I don't think Jack will be playing.
I don't think he'll be playing either, but he'll probably be around.
He kind of hinted at that when he was in town.
That'll be August 11th through 14th. The U.S. Women's Amateur Championship this year, Rolling Green Golf Club in Springfield, Pennsylvania, around the same time, August 8th through 14th. The U.S. Women's Open this year is moving to the West Coast, July 7th through 10th, right after the 4th of July, at Courtauld Golf Country Club in San Martin, California. Not too familiar with that.
I don't know. It's got to be Northern California somewhere.
Yeah.
Being an L.A. dude, I don't know San Martin.
Yeah, Scott might know that since he lives in Northern California around San Fran. And the U.S. Open this year is returning to Oakmont Country Club just outside of Pittsburgh, June 16th through 19th. Father's Day weekend, of course, traditionally, the U.S. Open at Oakmont. And that's what we talked to Mike Davis a lot about. We'll hear that interview coming up in just a little bit. Last time they were there 2007, and Angel Cabrera, didn't he win in 2000?
Yes, he did.
I should know, I was there.
Yes.
But anyway, Cabrera won in 2007. Great golf course.
One of the great venues
for
a championship. And the women have been there once in 2010 when Paula Creamer
won
her event.
Yeah.
And I remember when I really started playing a lot of golf 30 years ago or a little more than that, the Open had been in Oakmont maybe the year before that. And I remember never seeing rough like that or some of the junk that people had to try and hit out of. Yeah. And I remember me and some friends were playing a Southern California course, and we, you know, anytime we hit into the stuff at a couple of places, you know, we'd call it hitting into the Oakmont because
that's good. I like it.
That time in early 80s, it was absolutely brutal the way they set up Oakmont that particular time. I think it was 82 when they hosted the year I'm referring to, and it was I'd never seen anything like that at a golf course before watching that one on television.
So the USGA is going to go from Chambers Bay, sort of an avant-garde golf course, to
new
put
style,
it mildly,
new style, yeah.
Yeah, to the old traditional style of Oakmont for its U.S. Open from 2015, Chambers Bay, to 2016, and Oakmont Country
Club. And that's why we like the USGA events, because they do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the men, the women, the amateurs, you know, they jump around and they go to all different styles, you know, country clubs, you know, municipal courses now with, you know, Beth Page and places like that, and Chambers Bay. So it's good variety. Good to see.
We'll hear a little bit more about Chambers Bay and about Oakmont. Mike Davis, executive director of the USGA, chatted with him a couple of weeks ago. Going to play that interview back for you next segment. And then in our third segment, Steve Friedlander, Pelican Hill Golf Course, Newport Beach, California, talking about sustainability and keeping our golf courses as green as possible in the future. It's Key to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the Broadmoor Resort. Thanks for joining us on this Thanksgiving weekend. We're live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. And there's three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One, grip tension and where you have it in the stance. You need nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Remember, your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can even take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. Secondly, place the ball in your stance. Put a little more in the middle of it. This will help be a little bit more forgiving. Again, you just want to advance it in play, so play it a little bit more in the middle of your stance. The last thing is, if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet, make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two. Make sure you clip your grass. If the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with a fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, on the show that's by golfers for golfers, it's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And one of the neat things about doing the show here at the Broadmoor is a lot of people can walk by in and out of the clubhouse and the clubhouse lobby from time to time. And last segment, we mentioned the Scioto Country Club in Columbus, Ohio, where the U.S. Senior Open is going to be held next year. In August, and a gentleman, Tom, just walked by, and he's from Columbus, Ohio. Yeah.
Not as busy here as it's been the last couple Sundays.
Yeah.
Wonder if Thanksgiving weekend has anything to do with that.
Probably does. Yeah.
And the fact that it's 20 degrees and really bad looking
outside.
And
there's not going to be any golf.
No.
Not for a while. And we got sidetracked, but we came out of the last segment with a little bit of Frank Sinatra. And I guess, is it this week or sometime soon, Frank Sinatra will be, it'll be the 100th, his 100th
would have been,
birthday.
Yes.
Would have been his 100th birthday. It's hard to believe. Sinatra, 100 years old, born 1915. And I think CBS is having a special to celebrate that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's at least the word that we're getting from our producer, Scott Cuddy.
And he would know that.
He would know that.
He's up on that kind of stuff.
All right. Mike Davis was in town a couple of weeks ago, executive director of the United States Golf Association. He was here for the big celebration, the Century of Golf Gala put on by the Colorado Golf Association. Jack Nicklaus came in. Mike Davis was here. There were a lot of big-name golf people in town that weekend. Hale Irwin was also here, and we had a chance to visit with most of them. We, of course, had Jack Nicklaus on the show a couple of weeks ago, and got a chance to grab Mike Davis right after the Jack Nicklaus press conference, and here is Mike Davis, the executive director of the USGA.
Mike, I know you're wearing a couple of hats. When you took over the job as head of the USGA, you still put together the golf courses for the major championships in the U.S. Open, and there was some talk about maybe you would give that up, but you haven't done that yet. You still enjoying doing that? Are you still going to keep doing that?
Well, I love that part of it because it does bring in not only the golf, but it brings in architecture. And it is something that I do enjoy, but I only do it for the U.S. Open now. So I very, very little of my time spent, unfortunately, in golf course setup, but I enjoy it, and it kind of does keep my finger in our championships, and so I enjoy it.
going back to Oakmont this year? Any changes from when you were there in 07?
Well, I am happy to say we are going back there with no changes. And I can't remember a time, I've been with USJ 26 years, when we're going back someplace and virtually no changes. Now, I will add, when we look back at 2007, it was a great U.S. Open. The golf course played beautifully. We were really lucky with the weather. The only thing, and it's a minor change, it's not an architectural change, but we are reducing some of the rough on the insides of the drive zone bunkers. Because there was a couple times when a ball should have hit the fairway, should have fed into a bunker, and it got caught up by rough. But that's really not an architectural change. It's more of just a setup change. But by and large, we were so happy about 07. You're going to see it set up almost the same and basically the same yardage too.
I know the U.S. Open has never played on a bad course, but how good is Oakmont?
Oakmont, in some ways, when Oakmont is dry, it's as good as any U.S. Open course we play. It is just superb. It is, you know, it's an interesting culture within the membership of Oakmont, because I can't think of a place in the United States that I've been that is so championship focused, or just culturally, the members love it when it's challenging. I mean, more so than in any other place I've seen. It's got a great, great, great set of greens there. They're strategic, they are fast, and they're not only strategic to putt them, but when you're hitting into them, they're so firm, so fast, they're large, they have big sweeping undulations to them that with the green speeds, and by the way, they're the fastest greens we have for a U.S. Open. They're truly lightning fast, and they always have been. I mean, that's in Oakmont's DNA. But when you play to those greens, you really have to understand them architecturally, because you may want to play, you know, to point A to have it roll ultimately to point B. And it's something, the more you study it, I think the more you understand that. So I look back at that, and again, a lot like the Broadmoor here that we're talking about for the 2018 Senior Open, Oakmont, when you look back at its past champions, it's a who's who. And I really do think that just doesn't happen. I mean, that happens when you're on great golf courses with great architecture that make you think, that make you execute, that make you handle your nerves. And Oakmont does all those. So I think we all love Oakmont U.S. Opens, and we've got our fingers crossed that it's not a wet week and that it is dry. And because it really, that's when Oakmont really shows itself the best.
Have you closed the door? Has the USGA closed the door on Chambers Bay for now?
Well, yeah, we look back, and you know what? Obviously, we had some challenges there. There's a golf course that was only 8 years old, and we had some agronomic issues on the putting greens, which made parts of the U.S. Open a little uncomfortable, both for the players, but also for us. But, you know, when we look back on that, I think there were so many great things, and I underscore great. You know, first time the National Open Championship had been to the Pacific Northwest in 120 years. We go to a new course with a different type of architecture, which really showcases just in the United States how many great courses there are and different types of courses. We had a great leaderboard, an exciting finish, and, you know, to have Jordan Spieth as a champion, we were proud of. This was on a golf course that was an old, really dilapidated sand and gravel mine that had been let go, and now all of a sudden it's transformed into a park, transformed into a golf course. It's a great environmental story. So I think when we look back on it, we're going to say, you know, 2015, when the U.S. Open went to Chambers Bay, there were some great things that happened. So I can't imagine one day us not getting back there.
Mike, thanks for the time.
Okay, always great to be with you.
That's Mike Davis, the executive director, the United States Golf Association, the USGA, going back to Oakmont Country Club, Oakmont, Pennsylvania, in the summer of next year, 2016, June 16th through 19th for the U.S. Open. They were last there in 2007. The other thing about Oakmont that probably most people don't see or realize, besides a great golf course, I was there in 2007 when Angel Cabrera won it. They've got a great clubhouse, too, and it's really old school, very traditional, and kind of neat to hang around with some of the greatest golfers in the world in that old school clubhouse.
And I also like what he said about Chambers Bay, which I think unfairly got beaten up way too much by a lot of the national press and some of the TV people and things like that. You know, the only thing I noticed was on Sunday of that day, I think Brandon Grace, who was in contention, one putt came up just a couple turns short, and earlier in that day it probably would have gone in. They've got two different types of, or three different types of grasses on the greens, and you know, some they grow at different lengths and speeds and stuff like that. But I thought it was great for the USGA to go out, go to another public facility, a neat course, you know, an un-Northwest type of course, because you expect, you go to Seattle area, you're going to get pine trees and stuff everywhere. Oh, it's not like that. Yeah. And I think they should go back there for some sort of event, whether it's a men's open or a women's or an amateur or what have you.
Up next, Encore Performance. We had him on back in May. We'll play back the interview we did with Steve Friedlander, who's with Pelican Hill Golf Course, Newport Beach, California, really pioneering and leading the way on some water conservation issues in the golf industry. Some great ideas, some great things they're doing out there, and well worth another listen to Steve Friedlander, who's next here on Tee to Green.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, and today I want to talk to you about instruction and how to get a little better around the short game. There comes a time in everybody's golf game when instruction is necessary, and what we tell people here is learn how to hit shots. And what we mean by that is where your weight is. Where do you have your weight? Is it evenly distributed? Are you leaning forward? The ball played back in the stance, forward in the stance? Also, where are your hands? Are they covering your left knee? Are they in the middle of your stance? Are they held at the ball? So on and so forth. Get a little instruction to find out how to hit a flop shot, how to play the ball back and hit a ball down into the wind or chip it low and hard to an uphill pin. Also, how to hit a ball out of the bunker where you get it up quicker, where you use a little more hands, things of that nature. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get a little instruction as to how to hit shots at a certain point in their game.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our next guest comes to us with quite the golf pedigree. Doral, Whistling Straits, Black Wolf Run in Kohler, Wisconsin. Today, Steve Friedlander oversees one of the United States' premier golf clubs with 36 holes of Tom Fazio-designed golf, Pelican Hill Ocean North and Pelican Hill Ocean South, Newport Beach, California. He's also a native Minnesotan. Steve Friedlander on the line with us right now from California. Steve, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
The reason we've got you on is because Pelican Hill is on the cutting edge when it comes to sustainability and water conservation. You are conserving more than 50 million gallons of water per year, reducing the amount of debris and contaminants in the water, and you have a full-time water quality manager that helps to capture and recycle runoff. And that, given the drought that has hit California in recent years and we've seen in other parts of the country as well, that is so huge. Was Pelican Hill always set up that way, or did you guys do something in the last few years to get more into this arena?
Well, first of all, you got to remember that the Irvine Company, who owns us, has a 150-year tradition of long-term land stewardship. It started out as an agricultural company, and so we've been conserving water and natural resources for as long as the company's been around, 150 years. But Pelican Hill, the two golf courses at Pelican Hill, were actually designed for water conservation. We've been irrigating with reclaimed water since they opened in 1991, and the North Course opened in 1993. So we've always used reclaimed water for all of the golf course acreage and all of the landscape surrounding the golf course. But in 2005 and 2007, when we reperfected the golf course, Tom Fazio came in. We did a significant number of things to even create a greater conservation effort. As we were building the resort at Pelican Hill, we designed and installed a series of cisterns that hold 1.2 million gallons of water runoff. So any rainwater or irrigation water that goes into our landscape around the resort, the buildings on the resort, the walkways, the paths, the parking lots, the parking structures, all of that water drains into these cisterns and once again holds 1.2 million gallons of water. And we pump that water then into our irrigation lakes, which recycles or mixes in with the reclaimed water when we irrigate. Now, California has been in a four-year drought, so we haven't really done a whole lot of pumping out of those cisterns in the last 4 years, but they're certainly there and prepared to do that. Back in 2011, or actually it was 2010, late 2010, when we did have significant rain, we pumped those things several times and added that water into our irrigation lake. So, again, Pelican Hill was set up for water conservation. We've done a lot of things, too, aside from the cisterns and the reclaimed water. The irrigation system was completely redone and worked. We've got 11,000, over 11,000 irrigation heads, and about 6,000 of them are individually controlled. So we can water specific areas of the golf course that need it and not water an area right next to it. And we can do that from smartphones, we can do that from the irrigation controllers, and we can do that from the central computer. So we can be very, very specific about what we water, how much water we put down, and where we want that water to go. So we're really conserving efforts. And keep in mind, we conserve about 50 million gallons of water a year, and that's for the last 4 years during a drought. So we know that if we do get our rains back, and eventually they will come back, we'll be conserving even more water because we won't have to irrigate in the heat of the summer after we've had a decent winter of normal rains in California.
Steve, as someone who has worked on a golf course a couple of times and also who has done some landscaping work and has put in irrigation systems, I can appreciate what you've done there and the way that you can centralize and individualize. It's really something amazing. When you went in middle of the last decade and did your renovation or whatever you want to call it, you worked with an outfit called the Orange County Coast Keeper, which is an environmental organization that you kind of consulted with. What was that all about, and how did they assist you at that time?
Well, that was all about making sure that no pollutants or contaminants got to the ocean. You know, the greatest asset we have here in California is the ocean. And when you have 400-plus acres of land and it rains or you irrigate, there's always a chance that some of that will flush contaminants or pollutants into the ocean. But with our cistern system, we know that the first 1.2 million gallons will not reach the ocean because it's diverted into our cisterns. But the other thing we did with, again, Orange County Coastkeeper Consulting is we made sure that there was runoff from a couple of the neighborhoods that surround the golf course, not surround, but are nearby of the golf course. And we built some retention basins to capture that runoff and then pump that back into the city of Newport Beach's sewer system so they could go to the reclamation plant and be reclaimed and then reused again. And then we did it. We built a couple of geotechnical basins that capture runoff again with a soil profile that water filters down through the soil and eventually gets into the aquifers underneath the land, and at some point in time will become drinking water. So we've done a lot of things to make sure that pollutants and contaminants don't get to the ocean. And our water quality manager actually does a lot of testing at where the outflows into the ocean are from just the regular washes and the gullies that we have around the property to make sure that the water, whatever water is reaching the ocean, isn't contaminated. And we've been very successful with that. Of course, we haven't had any rain in 4 years, so not a whole lot of runoff coming.
The resort at Pelican Hill in Newport Beach, California. Steve Friedlander is with us. He's the vice president of golf, Pelican Hill Golf Club. There are two 18-hole Tom Fazio design courses, Pelican Hill Ocean North, Pelican Hill Ocean South. Steve, I'm wondering just how effective have all of these measures been given the severity of the drought? If there was a course right across the street from you that wasn't doing any of these things that you've been doing for the past few years, how much difference would people be able to see in your course versus a course that wasn't doing these things?
Well, right now they probably wouldn't see much difference because the other golf courses are probably still irrigating. One thing to keep in mind, that 37% of the golf courses in California irrigate with reclaimed water. But that really means that 63% of them use potable water, and they'll be restricted and have been restricted the last few years, but they're going to be even more restricted based on the governor's new executive order enforcing restrictions. So they're going to see a lot more areas browned out and not in as great a playing condition as most guests expect them to be. But the big thing that we have at Pelican Hill and our other golf course that Tom Fazio designed, Oak Creek, which is in Irvine, that's also part of our portfolio, is our consistency. We're very consistent with the look that we have. At Pelican Hill and at Oak Creek, we have a drought-tolerant, cold-tolerant Tifway 2 hybrid Bermuda that we use on the tees and the fairways. And we're now in the process of converting our rough slowly but surely converting our rough into that same drought-tolerant, cold-tolerant Bermuda, which again takes less water, loves the heat, loves that warm season, and we can maintain it to a consistency year-round, where some of the other golf courses that might have a blend of different types of terps might not be quite as consistent and might have some areas that are not as playable as others. But right now, I don't think there's too many golf courses, at least in Southern California. In Northern California, I know there's quite a few that have been on restrictions for quite some time. So I think that if the golf courses that, number one, aren't on reclaimed irrigation water need to get there, and number two, if they're not conserving water, they're not changing out their heads and using efficient nozzles and different parts of the irrigation system, centralized computers, and they're going to need to, because water is going to be the most critical aspect of the golf business for the next hundreds of years.
Steve, are other courses or other course operators coming to you, coming to Pelican Hill, and asking you what you're doing? Can you help us? Can you show us the way?
Yes, we've had quite a few people, quite a few superintendents and directors of golf maintenance and irrigation people, and landscape people, coming and talking to our people and finding out how you can do it. I've had a number of people want to know the contact for designing and installing these cisterns. And the interesting thing about the cisterns is they're huge. When you look at them, you can't see them now, they're underground, but when we were building them, they're big. They're bigger than most clubhouses. They hold so much water. And they're all underground. So, yes, we've had a lot of people contact us, very interested in what we're doing, how we're doing it, and why we're doing it. The other thing we do very well is all of our irrigators, who are responsible for different sections of the golf course, they carry the moisture sensors with them. And they go around and they test all the greens and look at the readings. And if a certain area of the green needs a little bit of water, they can either syringe it with a hose, or they can turn on one of the heads around the green and just water that section. Or they don't have to water it at all if the moisture readings come out the way we want them to be.
To find out more, you can Google sustainability at Pelican Hill, and there's a lot more information on just what they're doing at Pelican Hill Golf Club, Newport Beach, California. Steve, congrats on the job you're doing so far. Keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Steve Friedlander, Vice President of Golf, Pelican Hill Golf Club, Newport Beach, California.
Now, is that good stuff or not? I mean, and if you are an owner or an operator of a golf course, maybe you want to give Steve a call. Pelican Hill Golf Course, Newport Beach, California, getting out ahead of a potential problem.
Yeah, fascinating what they can do, individualizing everything, smartphones, amazing stuff.
Yep. Jerry's going to take us on tour next, right here on Tee to Green.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Makes you want to dance, does it?
It does.
Not?
That makes you want to kind of rock back and forth.
Not with you, but you know.
We started with a little Sinatra. We'll end with a little Sinatra. Our producer Scott Cuddy telling us that on December 12th, just a couple weeks, Frank Sinatra would have been 100 years old. He died 1998 at the age of 82. Let's go on tour. Jerry's here doing that for us.
Real important stuff in Australia this weekend. The 100th Australian Open. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's 100 right there.
There you go. Yeah. At the Australian Golf Club in Sydney. Who won this last year?
I have no idea.
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Beat Rod Pampling by 6 shots last year. Now, entering the final round today, this time Pampling was 14 behind the leader.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd think he'd be out of it, right?
He wasn't?
No. Shot a course record 61 to jump into a tie for the lead when he finished out.
Wow.
However, Matt Jones came back and birdied a couple of holes down the stretch, and Matt Jones, who is a member at the Australian Golf Club, is your winner.
Wow.
Remember
good.
Matt Jones? He hit that shot off of the what am I trying to say here? Those tents, the corporate tents at the PGA
tents.
Championship
okay.
last year. Yeah. Matt Jones won it at -8. Spieth and Adam Scott finished tied for second at -7. Adam Scott shot a final round 65. He was like 9 or 11 shots out at the start of the day. So, and then Pampling finished in fourth place at -6. Also, on the European Tour, no break. They ended last year's season They ended this year's season last week.
I know what you're
They're
trying to
starting
say.
Next year's season this weekend at the Alfred Dunhill Tournament in South Africa. Charles Schwartzel is our leader at -13 heading into today's final round. 3 shots better than a pair of Frenchmen, Benjamin Hébert and Sebastian Gross.
Okay. All right.
Got to know
sure,
how to pronounce those
sure
names. Got to know how to pronounce those names.
Yeah.
Okay. So, our tour gets back in on schedule at the Tournament of Champions starting January 7th in Hawaii.
I was just thinking, we got a century of Sinatra. We just had a century of golf. And we had a century
of
the
golf
Australian
in Australia.
Open. Wow. Yeah. We're getting old.
Every now and then there's a theme to our show. By accident.
By accident, not by plan.
but sometimes it works out that way.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed hearing from Mike Davis, the executive director of the USGA on today's show, and Steve Friedlander from the Pelican Hill Golf Course, Newport Beach, California. Our thanks to Scott Cuddy in Master Control for all the good work and the Sinatra music today. That's going to do it. I know it's cold out there, but maybe you can squeeze in a little golf here post-Thanksgiving. We'll be back here next week. Until then, if you do, hit them long. Hit them straight.